Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. We are delivering a series of lectures and explanations on Hinduism, the Indian culture, Indian values, Indian vision, Indian approach to variety of subjects like the religious books, customs and rituals, Indian approach to knowledge, and so on. Now today, I would like to submit you two modern religious concepts. I think these two concepts, these two names, or these two words got evolved in the European philosophy. But these two words are, and their explanations are, so much deeply involved with the Indian concept of God. Pantheism and panentheism. I have explained about this long back. As far as an Indian is concerned, understanding pantheism and panentheism is not at all difficult. Pantheism means God is within me. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the manifestation of the God. God is within me. Isha Vasyamidam Sarvam Yat Kinjat Jagatyam Jagat. Whatever may be the things available in this cosmic system, in this world, the God is present within that. The God is present inside that. That is pantheism according to the modern concept which existed in India for many millennia. And remember that you can see panentheism. Panentheism means I am in the God. I am in the God. This you can see in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is telling, Mattar Paradaram Nanya Kinjidasti Dhananjaya. Everything is involved in me. Aham Kraduraham Yajnam Sadaham Aham Aushadam Androham Aham Evajyam Aham Vanniraham Hutam. Everything is in me, in the God. And when Lord Krishna was explaining about the Vishwa Rupa, he was telling that, including Mr. Arjuna, you are in me. All the Pandavas, all the Kauravas, the Kurukshetra and the cosmic system, all the rishis, the sun, the moon, and everything is in me. So, aham bija pradapida. I am the source of everything. From me starts everything. During the evolution, and everything comes to me at the devolution. Everything comes to me during pralaya, and during the opposite of pralaya, everything releases me. So, everything is in me. So, pantheism is a concept existed in India from time immemorial, and panentheism is also the concept existed in India. So, God is within me and I am in the God. These two concepts are not at all difficult for an Indian to understand. Now you can see where is the God within me. You just take a fertilized egg and almost 60 to 70 grams of the egg, in which you can see the embryo was present just like a mustard. within 20 days after fertilization and the fertilized egg laying, within 20 days, remember 480 hours, that mustard equivalent embryo will get converted into a chicken or a duckling. How that small embryo got converted into a small chicken? Do you think the God from outside gave the instruction, or the divine power present within that egg created this change from the 1 millimeter diameter embryo into a chicken having two legs, the eyes, the nose, the beak, the head, the spinal cord, the feathers, and so on? It is within the egg this devolution, this change took place. You remember that 278 days for a human embryo will be converted into a human being. Almost slightly plus or minus one month or 2 months, you can see a cat embryo will be converted to a cat, and a dog embryo will be converted to a dog, and an elephant embryo will be converted into an elephant, and a crocodile embryo will be converted. This conversion is within that. No force from outside is giving guidance for that. Thus we say, God is within me. See, I am the manifestation of God. All the 1.6 million type of animals. And you just take the seed of a big tree or a small tree. Even a mustard itself you take. So small mustard seed, within which all the knowledge connected with that mustard sprouting and growing, then flowering, then the seeds bearing, then its annihilation. So creation, sustainment, and its death, all the three are present in that small seed of mustard. So we say the divine power is there within the mustard. Just like I told you, as far as the animals are concerned, everything is taking place from within that. Now again you expand the theory of pantheism, which existed in India. In Bhagavad Gita it is told, Hrideshe Arjuna Tishtati. In the heart, the God is existing. The divine power is existing. The heartbeat, you see, how harmoniously it is going on. The veins bring the bad blood, arteries take out the good blood, the south ventricle, the north ventricle, or something like that, the ventricle, auricle, and everything, dicuspid valve, tricuspid valve, everything is functioning so systematically. Not by instruction of an outsider, and no workshop is needed to maintain our heart. Heart is maintaining by itself for about 85 years of your life. Our lungs is functioning in the same way. The blood takes the oxygen and carbon dioxide is given back. The blood circulation about 60,000 kilometers per minute is taking place. Not the speed but the distance. Who is guiding all these things? Just think about it. Whether God is outside or God is within you. But the image of the God is needed for human being to have an imagination. But God is within us. God is within us. So ahamka, realizing me, that is the diva. That is the real realization of the God. That is the Upanishadic message. How my eyes are working, you just think about it. What are the chemical changes taking place in the eyes? What are the chemical changes taking place in the nose for identifying the aroma or the smell? How the tongue is working so fast? How the ears are functioning? And how the 1.25 kilogram weighing brain is functioning? Just think about it. All the functions of each cell is guided from within that. Every cell is functioning within that. Every tissue is functioning by the guidance of inside. Intrinsic and inherent awareness and consciousness are present. Intrinsic and inherent awareness and consciousness are present. So this awareness and consciousness we call Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma, that awareness and consciousness itself is the divine power. That is the message of Rig Veda, given in Aitareya Upanishad by Mahidasa Aitareya, who was a Chandala. Aitareya Upanishad and Mahidareya Upanishad are written by Mahidasa Aitareya, who was born in the family of a potter Kulala. And naturally his caste is Chandala Vamsha. And he wrote the Upanishad in which he has mentioned Prajnanam Brahma. So intrinsic and inherent awareness, that is the Hindu God concept. This is applicable in the non-living material also. Earth is revolving around the sun in the correct pathway. Electrons are revolving around the nucleus in the correct pathway at the correct speed. And S orbital, P orbital, D orbital, F orbital, sp3 hybridized orbital, sp2 hybridized orbital, sp hybridized orbital. These are all the explanation given in the atomic physics or atomic chemistry. Here also you can see an electron is revolving around the nucleus because of the intrinsic inherent awareness present in that. So God is present in the atom. Anuraniyan mahado mahiyan atma guhayam nihitosya jindam. So every Hindu should feel proud and pray, as I used to tell for the last 3 days. If 10 more, 100 more janmas are there for you, that should be, as a Hindu, your 1 dozen janma or 100 janma should be as a Hindu, and that should be in the lap of Mother India. Tell so proudly and shout that I am a Hindu. And Hindus and only Hindus could realize that God is within me. God is not above the sky. You remember that God cannot be above the sky. Americans might have launched not less than 1,000 rockets and satellites. Like that, Russians also have launched. Chinese have launched. So many countries have launched thousands and thousands of rockets and satellites far beyond the sky. It never hit in the heaven or the God's abode. So God is not outside. God is within you. And God is not the man who is making miracles. God cannot create a baby from the egg alone, without the sperm. God cannot create that. It is the nature which is doing the work. Telling that God is creating that, God is creating this, is like our telling, my mother has created chapati, parota or puri. That the God will not do. That is the work of human being. And God is manifesting by itself. And seventh day God created a man. It's the most humble thing. It's evolution. Jatyandara parinama prakritya pura. Evolution of the living being is the rule of the nature, not the rule of the God. You can see evolution. A small seed sprouting out, many leaves, and it becomes a tree. Then flowers come, and from the flowers the seed comes. And from the seed comes further, the fruits and the seeds fall down. Again the cycle continues that. Same thing. As far as the embryo of any animal is concerned, you can see this evolution is taking place. And suppose somebody is telling that when the God created the day, God created the night, God created the water, God created the air, and the seventh day he took rest. What a blunt story it is. Why God wants to rest? Do you think God is like human being having 162 centimeter height and 58 inches chest measurement, just like our Narendra Nath Modi? And God is not like a human being. For primitive people at lower level, you may need the image of a human being as the God, like Mahavishnu or Brahma or Shiva, and like is a Trimurti Sankalpam. It's a Sankalpam, it's a concept, not that such a person existed. For imagining something. For example, if you want to learn the atomic structure, you have to imagine electrons are revolving, protons, neutrons, mesons, pi mesons are there, and so on, about nearly 40-45 subatomic particles, including our neutrons, positrons, and protons, and so on. One cannot imagine that because it cannot be seen by eyes, naked eyes. So you have to have an imagination source. Mahato Mahiya, you cannot imagine the cosmic system, billions and billions of galaxies, and millions of solar system in each galaxy. How to imagine? You cannot see by the naked eye. The God also you cannot see by the naked eye. So you have to have an image for imagination. And if you are telling Allah is the person who is ordering you, giving you the direction, giving you the order, giving you the instruction, and Jehovah giving you the instruction. Jehovah asked to Adam and Eve, where are you? So do you think that Jehovah is like a person who can ask questions and expect an answer? The God walking through the garden and controlling them and telling them that you should not eat the apple of knowledge. Do you think God will tell like that? If that is the case, then what is the difference between the God and our so-called ministers? And the ministers can talk, IAS officers can talk, IG can talk, and many people can talk. Like that, do you think God can also talk? And for the initial primitive knowledge, the basic knowledge, you can tell that God can talk. That is a story way of explanation. Through the stories you can explain it, but it is not history. It is not original. That type of stories you can see in Puranas. That's why it is very specifically told, Vijnana Vairagya Vivakshaya Vibho Vacho Vibhudirnatu Paramarthyam. Vacho Vibhudirnatu Paramarthyam. These explanations are not historical explanations. They are all stories. Katha imaste kadida mahiyasa. Katha. Stories. Ima kada te mahiyasam kadida. Vijnana Vairagya Vivakshaya Vibho. So Puranas give you stories for conveying the message of divine power. And Itihasa means history. Ramayana and Mahabharata, you can see only history. There are also some God concepts are there as stories. But when you come to the Upanishadic level, that is the final state where God cannot walk. God cannot instruct Jacob or Cain or Abel. You go to Egypt. God cannot instruct like that. If God can instruct, God can guide, God can do everything, God can create an embryo in the womb of Virgin Mary, then the same God could have saved Jesus also. The same God could have, same Allah could have converted the whole world into Islam. Why the whole thing restricted into 69 countries? Why Allah is such a powerful God, could not convert the whole world into Islam, if he is so powerful? Jehovah could not do anything when his own son got crucified. He kept quiet. After the so-called death of Jesus, earthquake came, flood came, hurricane came, something came. Why it did not come before the crucifixion? If it would have come before the crucifixion, even the crucifixion could have been avoided. At that time the God was watching. What is going to happen to my son? All the Pilatos and other people, they were all taking Jesus to the Golgotha mountain. So God was looking from the sky. Let me see what these people are going to do against my son. He would have taken the sword. He killed 180,000 people in Israel. If he, his His angel could kill millions and millions of people. If his son is to be protected, Jehovah could have done something before what happened. And he could not protect his own son. So if you are telling that God is outside, then the whole problem comes, you have to answer for all these questions. If God is outside, if one God is outside, like he is walking in the garden, if that God is called by an Indian Christian, and that God is called by an American Christian, and that God is called by a Pakistani Christian, where this God will go? If God is outside, if he is also just like a human being, in Bible it is told, God created human being as his image. So, a human being has got, as I told you, the measurement, 65 kilogram weight. The God also has got 65 kilogram weight. So one can, it's humbug to say that one. God created the human being in his image. Suppose the dogs can talk. Suppose the dogs can talk. And one dog is asking another dog, how the God will be? The other God, intellectually wise God, dog will say, God is like me. Because God created the dogs in his image. So every animal will be telling like that. So human beings started telling that one. I mean the biblical way of explanation. The human being is created as the image of God. So naturally all other animals will also say that animal is created as the image of the God. So their God will be dog. Their God will be pig, their God will be camel, like that. The camel's God will be camel. So, if we start telling the shape and size of the God, and he's talking to the people, these are all story-wise, these are all perfect, no problem at all. Story-wise, Jehovah talked to that person, this person, these are all okay, no problem, if it is story. But if it is truth, if they consider that this happened, then everything is humbug. And also remember that Jehovah created Adam and Eve, and from Adam to Jesus Christ, 110 or 120 generation, according to Yohanan, Saint John, 110 generation. One generation means about 30 years. So 120 generation, 110 generation means 3,300 years. So Jesus was born 0 AD or 2000 years ago. And before that 120 generation, 3,300 or 3,600 years ago. So the human being started getting their birth on the earth for the last 5,600 years, because 2,000 plus 3,600, 5,600 years. But remember that human skull could be excavated from Mongolia, which is about 1 million year old. Pure, full human body could be excavated from Ural Mountains of Italy, which is as old as 69,000 years. So God created Adam is nothing but a false cheating story. And a snake discussed with Adam is again another cheat. And when God is so powerful, why God allowed the snake to talk? Who created that snake? If God created a day and a night and a water and land, and God created that one and this one and this one, the same God might have created the snake also. Why did he create? Then the questions come. Why I am telling? That the concept of God, according to Semitic religion, is nothing but a story and a story way of explanation. Explanation as a story. If story is enough for an intellectually capable person, then okay. Bible is okay, Quran is okay. But if you want to go beyond that, as pantheism and panentheism, the God is within me, and God is, I am in the God. Then the question comes, that is what the cosmic system is, that is what the universe is, That is what the Hindu Dharma is. That is what the science tells you. And I want to say that. Let us feel proud that we are Indians. Whether you are a Christian or a Muslim, leftist or rightist, you may be following Jesus Christ. It is your freedom. You may be following Prophet Muhammad. That is your freedom. But what I told you about Indian concept of God, that belongs to you also. Just like Malaysian and Indonesian notes, currency notes of God, either Lord Rama or Lord Ganesha, in spite of their being a Muslim country. So religion wise they are Muslims, but culture wise they are Hindus. Indian Christians and Indian Muslims also should start thinking that by religion wise they may be Christian or Muslim, but culture wise they are Hindus. As I told you in the previous lecture, in India we have got only two category people, those who are Hindus and those who were Hindus. The blood of every Indian is Hindu blood. You cannot expect a Muslim blood of Saudi Arabia in Indian Muslim. You cannot expect a Christian blood of Israel in Indian Christian. We are all, many Christians now used to feel proud that their forefathers are Nambudiris. It's a false claiming, telling that word, just like Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi tells they are, their Gandhi word is from Mahatma Gandhi. That is the daylight cheating going on. Nobody used to ask the question. What I wanted to convey, the Christians claim that their forefathers are Nambudris. Then they could have come back to the Nambudri caste. Why they are in the Christianity if Nambudri caste is so prestigious? If Nambudri caste and Hindu Dharma and Hindu customs and rituals and Hindu symbols and emblems and the temple concepts are all so scientific, that is why the Christians are taking it. Otherwise, Bible never advocates Hindu way of life for the Christians. Indian Christians are now following Hindu way exclusively because it is scientific and logical. Otherwise, they will never follow that one. Maybe for cheating, daylight cheating as they used to do for the last 2000 years, they are taking all these things. But remember that the concept of God in Hinduism is so scientific that pantheism and panentheism and our Upanishad give you excellent reply for that. Thank you very much. My pranams to you.